Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, CJ, and Bubble Boy, who's a little gassier than usual.
That's how I mic check, Greg.
Yeah, that's it's not really appropriate.
It's on.
Yeah.
Oh.
Sorry.
Jeez. All right, take two. All right.
Hey, welcome back to Friends of Shed Bad Diving.
Okay. There we are. And we also got Jerry the Diver Guy, Walt D. Martini, Casey from the Tobacco Hut, the Tobacco
hey,
Nut.
Hey, hey.
And, of course, Barry the Boater. By the way, it was really nice. Josh not only gave us a prescription certificate to give away today to one lucky Scuba Radio listener.
Scuba Radio listener.
Yes, possibly, or at least borderline.
Visually impaired.
Needs to be corrected.
Blind is a fruit bat.
We're going to give away...
Blind is a bat.
What we're going to do, we're going to give it away to somebody in Facebook Live today. You know, they've been putting up with the video stimulation of just watching me in front of a microphone for the last hour. And I think the only way to pay them off accordingly is,
I don't think stimulation's actually the word.
You don't like that word?
No.
That's not
the opposite of stimulation.
That might be why they're already blind.
Okay.
Good point.
Thank you, Jerry the Diver Guy. So if you can give us a reason why you think you need a prescription for your dive mask, we may hook you up today, thanks to our friends at See the CRX. That's SeeTheCRX.com. And we'll do
so
just
time
that.
Time to suck up.
Yeah. Brown Nose Bonanza has begun. So
the number
one
response will be is we can't see underwater.
Okay.
Gonna have to do a little better than that.
Yeah, not just underwater though. I went to the top of the Empire State Building, the observatory. I can't see, damn it.
Okay, there's that.
Remember, It all depends on what you're looking at.
Okay, maybe it does, maybe it does. I don't know. But you'd want to see it more clearly regardless of what it was.
Well, it's not for people to see too.
Hey, everybody, you can't talk at once. What the hell is wrong with you? My God. All right, we're going to pick someone from Facebook Live and make them a winner today on Scuba Radio. But that doesn't stop there. If you are not one of those Brown Nose Bonanza fanatics on Facebook Live, here's a bonus. Josh was nice enough to give us a special Scuba Radio code for anyone listening right now. You can go to seethecrx.com, put in the code Scuba Radio, and get 10% off your order.
Nice.
Okay, so that's a special introductory deal. He has provided everyone listening today.
Way to go, Josh.
Yeah, so that was very nice of him. We got to thank him for that. And if you are visually impaired like myself and you are a diver, I would strongly encourage you to take advantage of this opportunity, the code Scuba Radio at seethecrx.com. Pretty cool offer that he's made available to us. And I got to tell you, it's one of those things that I'm surprised someone hadn't done this before on the scale that Josh has launched out of Texas. There are a couple companies that do this kind of stuff or have done it, but they're not to this level that I've seen. So they really have kicked it up a notch, and they're really focusing on having the turnaround time be pretty quick, too. So obviously, when your prescription changes, that's the problem I have right now. I've already been through my third dive mask in the last 5 years. It's
CJ,
kind of a pain.
Is he making excuses as to why he can't catch lobster?
Well, hold on. Setting the groundwork now.
I see. No, I'm not making any excuses.
I couldn't see those lobster.
I saw them last year. as good as I could, and we caught him. Me and Barry were a tag team. We were a lobster catching duo. Barry, why are you throwing me under the bus? What are you doing?
And we cooked him up at the Hilton.
That's right. We cooked him at the Gomez Hilton with Walt DeMartini.
Hey, he's zero on catching scallops, though.
No, that is not true. I have caught scallops before, like I said, and I actually cleaned them with a shop vac. But that is,
well, right, the shop vac story.
Yeah.
That's how you suck up all the goo.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Did you return that to Lowe's when you were done with it?
No, it was one of the mermaids. It was one of the mermaids over at Weeky Watchy. It was her shop vac, and we put it back in the
Did she know you used it and filled it with goo?
Oh. And left it in a hot trunk?
She may have left it out for a while.
Maybe, but that's just what they do. You know, you don't really want to leave it out in the sun very long, if you know what I mean. Yeah, that goo, oof, it spoils quick. So anyway, so I've done the scallop hunting, Casey. But it is on my list to repeat that adventure because I'd like to go out and do it again. And I like scallops too. They're tasty little morsels of meat.
Aren't they? Yes, they are.
Awesome sautéed scallops,
awesome little nuggets.
Yeah, I know, Captain Walt. Do you have a scallop recipe?
Is that a Japanese scallop recipe?
Yeah, I wonder.
Yeah.
What do you
think? You chop the scallop in half with a sword.
Uh-huh.
Pour rum on it and swallow it raw.
Okay.
Sushi
scallop.
I have a question.
Yes.
Is it true, and how do you know, that some unscrupulous countries will catch rays, stamp out circles in their fins and sell them as scallops?
Yes. How do you know?
I used to hear stories about that when I was a kid.
You know, you know how you know? You go catch them yourself. And you don't rely on the grocery store to eat your scallops.
But I mean, say I'm at a restaurant, you know, and I order them.
No, you don't do that.
I get scallops a lot.
Don't do it.
Look like perfect little pucks, all the same size and depth, that's Ray.
Thank you, Casey.
See, he knows.
He's the only one.
I will tell you, you know, the one, I don't normally order scallops. I'm just not, I like them, but I don't, you go out to restaurants where I have the opportunity to get scallops very often.
I don't have the, yeah.
But I have had them, and I love them, and the best place I had a scallop, believe it or not, where would you think it was?
Gomez Hilton.
What city? What state?
Fort Lauderdale.
Wrong!
Lake Titicaca.
Wow, Bubble Boy, you know, his
California.
California.
Is it going to be Ohio like that?
Ohio is not accurate, no.
Minneapolis.
Okay. Missouri. Texas.
Anchorage. Okay.
Anchorage, Alaska.
Nope. Yeah, we got 50 states.
Dallas, Texas.
Ouagadougou, Burkina Faso. Oh, no, that's an answer.
Yeah, okay, I guess.
Rhode Island.
No, it was...
Connecticut.
Nevada.
Connecticut.
Las Vegas.
Wyoming.
Las Vegas, Nevada.
Should have known.
It was Wyoming.
I knew it.
It was not. It was Las Vegas. And it was at the Irish pub inside of New York, New York.
That was Ray. You were eating delicious.
No, the truth, Greg.
They had a catch of the day. They had a catch of the day.
Idaho.
And they had flown in some deep sea scallops.
Ray.
The scallop was as big. It was a big one too. It was one of those hockey puck size ones.
Ray.
Not like the the little scallops that we get off the west coast of Florida. They might be the size of a quarter. This thing
did they
was,
actually bring the shells out, or did they just bring the little hockey pucks?
No, we had the shell and everything. It was impressive. It was an impressive display.
Those
were
soap dishes, Greg.
They were not. They were tasty soap dishes.
Taste a little bit soapy?
No, they didn't.
Irish ones.
They were really good, but I was shocked. I was like, oh my gosh. I said, what the heck? I'll try this. You know, I said, fresh catch of the day, shipped in today, you know, from Northeast.
Enjoy your ray. I mean, scallops.
Oh, you guys. I'm telling the truth.
I know that you are a liar.
Oh, you believe that they were scallops. That's the truth to you.
What a rube.
No, I just told you they were. And you know,
was that little leprechaun sitting beside of you?
Believe it or not, Las Vegas is one of the hot spots for getting fresh seafood because they have it flown in every day on a level unlike most places across the country. Now you know the truth.
See, yeah, but truth in advertising.
Our Japanese chef just backed me up. Well, that's true.
Well, if Walt says it, I believe it.
You'll see. Okay.
That's right.
And he's a chef. He's a Japanese sous chef. So, you know.
Sushi.
And so he would know, and he knows. And so now the rest of you guys know. I wasn't just making up a story because it sounded good. That is the honest God truth.
I'm sorry I doubted you, Greg.
So next time you go to Vegas, whether it's for the Dima show, we got to go get seafood, see? And you might be surprised how fresh it is.
Well, that's this year, right?
When's the... Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, Demons this year in Vegas. When's New Orleans? Is that next year?
It might be.
It's 2020.
Yeah, we'll go with that one.
New Orleans.
Yeah.
Speaking of 2020, who doesn't have 2020 would like to win a mask?
There we go, because we're going to give away a prescription mask from C2CRX.
If you win a mask, you can have 2020.
That's true. At least underwater, you know. You don't want to drive around with it. More coming up.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Explore new places. Make new friends. Do cool things. With more than 70% of our planet covered in water, why limit your possibilities for happiness and enjoyment? Let the National Association of Underwater Instructors, NAUI, lead you in your quest for underwater exploration and entertainment. Visit a NAUI facility or locate a NAUI instructor near you at NAUI.org.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Going face to face, or face to snout, I suppose, with a giant shark. The woman who shot this video tells us the folks who helped her into that cage hope to change shark's reputation as a vicious man-eater.
There's some sharks in that water, that water. That water, you can't swim in that water. That water, that water, you won't win in that water. That water, that water, and some sharks in that water. That water, that water, you won't win in that water.
All you gotta do is take a spoon, dip some water into it from the ocean. If it's salty, there's sharks in the water. We learned that earlier on the big show today.
I have a hole in that theory.
Why?
What if you were just using that spoon to stir a margarita and got some salt from the rim on the spoon?
Ah!
Son of a bitch!
Yeah. Then you're like, you have no idea what to, you know, what's going on. Or, what, you know, could there be sharks there? I don't know.
But just
don't. Well, you know how to tell if it's a nurse shark, right?
How?
Oh, Jesus.
It's got a little hat and a stethoscope around its neck.
Hmm.
Da-dum-bum.
Okie dokie.
Where are the crickets? Where's when the we rum? Need them? Yeah. All right, but thanks anyway, Casey. For nothing. All right, so look, we got to pick a winner for this prescription mask from seethecrx.com.
I think it should be Tiffany.
Well, CJ's been doing some work. Tiffany, who? What do you mean, Tiffany? Why?
I just voted for her. She sounded like a nice girl.
Is she in the on Facebook Live?
You have
I have no
vote.
Idea. CJ's been doing all the work.
You have no vote.
So Casey,
it's up to me.
Casey's just scouring the web for girls named Tiffany. Or are you talking about Mermaid Tiffany? There, Casey. What are you doing?
Let's go with girls.
Okay. Jeez.
How does he have time to do that and come up with the comedic gems at
you
the
know,
same time?
It's shocking. It really is shocking. Okay. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. CJ has been focused on the Facebook Live comment section, and I think we've picked a winner. What's the guy's name? Where is he from?
Gerald Pratt.
Gerald.
From San Diego.
Okay, and he's
Yay,
in San Diego.
Yay, Gerald.
What you were telling me, he
Give
saw
us. Give us a call, Gerald.
Yeah, he saw
Congratulations.
Us. At, he saw us at the Scuba Show in Long Beach. Is
yeah.
that what you told me?
Yeah, right. man.
Well, Gerald, congratulations. He needs a prescription in his dive mask. We're going to hook him up with seethecrx.com.
He couldn't believe what he saw at the show there, huh?
Well, no, he didn't have it then.
Yeah,
he
so
couldn't
he couldn't see. Right.
So I see, said the blind man, as he picked up his hammer and hit Barry in the head with it.
Ah, there we go.
Thank you very much.
All right. So,
Ba-dum-bum.
Yeah. Touché. So, anyway, congratulations to him. And once again, we thank SeeTheSeeRx.com for hooking us up today. And by the way, if you didn't win, don't worry. You can get 10% off by using the promo code Scuba Radio at SeeTheSeeRx.
I told him to call in. Is he calling?
No. You give him, which number did you give him?
888.
Yeah, I'm doing that right 88 now.
88 Scuba.
Oh. All right. Well, he can call in whenever. But
maybe he can't see the numbers.
There is that. Yeah.
He will once he gets those lenses.
888-88-SCUBA, Gerald. But we'll get him hooked up one way or another. He can
He's calling
us.
Random people, and they're answering. He's like, hey, I won. They're like, who is
like,
this?
Hey,
this
Greg who the hell are you? Who the hell are you? So anyway, that's nice. We are going to try to connect with Liz Parkinson from Stewart Cove's here in just a bit. Liz,
one of my favorite friends.
Yeah, she has been doing some cool stuff for sure. And actually, you know what? I think I see Gerald calling. Let's get it. Gerald, is this you? You're on the air.
This is me.
Hey,
Gerald.
Congratulations, man.
There he is.
Hey, thank you very much.
All right, so you're blind as a bat. Woo-hoo. And you need a prescription in your mask. Is that true?
I do.
Okay.
I do. I got some readers put in there, but they don't work very well, and I need something that actually works so I can see.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'll tell you what. Just hang tight. We'll get all your info and get you hooked up with everything here in just a bit. But thanks for calling. Thanks for watching on Facebook Live today,
awesome.
Okay?
Awesome.
There you go. See, as simple as that to win on the big show.
See, we'll go on Facebook Live and you could win something cool.
Yeah, just for having to look at me for
Which
an
is,
hour or two.
That's a heck of a
We can never pay enough.
It's a hell of a price to pay.
You know,
that's right.
Being blind has its bonus.
Yeah, right? Ironic.
Gerald, there is a disclaimer to this, though.
Oh,
when you do get your corrective lenses, it does not help with the looks of Greg.
That's not very nice.
Oh,
great. Good job, Jerry's crying now.
Yeah,
you're
going
to make Greg cry.
You hurt my feelings.
He's got a hard candy shell, but a soft chocolate interior.
Oh,
thank
you.
I'm sorry,
Jerry. I'm sorry. I take it back.
You hurt my feelings.
It's too late. Cut his mic
All right,
off.
Shark Week kicks off tomorrow. And like I said, we are going to check in with Liz here, hopefully in just a bit. She's out diving for Women's Dive Day, but she threatened to join us here in just a bit. Just to give you a little preview. For tomorrow night, the kickoff, Bear Grylls is going to be the kickoff for Shark Week, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and it's called Bear versus Shark. And, you know, he's diving with some folks. I don't know if Neil Watson Jr. or Stewart Cove, one of them, I think, is working on that show. But at 9 p.m. is when Shaq does his thing with Rob Riggle. And I have heard...
Riggle,
is that what I said? Yeah, that's what I said.
I thought you said riddle.
No.
Wiggle.
Something wrong with my headphones.
Yeah.
Whittle.
So, yes, Barry. Barry the Boater.
Could you bring Bear Grylls onto the show one day?
Why?
I'd like to talk to him.
Why? What would you like to ask Bear Grylls?
Oh, I like going out and, what do you call it?
You like to go out with him?
No.
Here you want to go glamping? You want to go camping with Bear Grylls, Barry? Is that what you're trying to say?
Glamping?
Shit. Bear, can I drink your pee?
Wow. That's not appropriate.
Oh, that came out so wrong.
Okay, moving on. Stop, will you guys? Jeez.
I can't even.
Is that CJ?
Oh, man. Wow, that is just inappropriate.
Right into bed.
All right, just stop. Stop. The show is called Bear versus Shark, and you can watch that and do whatever you need to do, Barry, to enjoy it appropriately. But at 9 p.m. Oh, no, he is. He's a good guy, and I will. I'll see if there's any chance we can connect with Bear Grylls. He'd be a good guest. I'll have to watch a show first and see how he did on the diving side of things.
He might not have made it.
No, he did.
You may not want to worry about watching this show. You may not want to worry about watching Barry.
Shark wins.
Yeah, well, at 9 p.m., Shaq does his thing with Rob Riggle, and Neil Watson Jr. was telling me off the air last week. We had Neil on the show. He said those two guys off camera were friggin' hilarious. He said they were dying laughing. So if they captured any of this stuff, he said, on TV for the show, it will be really something worth watching. He said they were very funny guys, and it was hard for him to keep a straight face. So it'll be interesting to see how that comes off. So that's at 9 o'clock. So you got Bear Grylls at 8. You got Shaq does Shark Week at 9 p.m., and those are the first two big shows.
Is Bear Grylls shirtless asking for a friend?
Oh, brother. Is Liz Parkinson standing by? Let's get a woman on the show. You definitely need one. No more comments. Just stop. Just stop it.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and I was just talking to Gilbert there during the commercial break, the guy we set up with the corrective lenses from See the CRX.
Gerald.
Oh, Gerald. I'm sorry. What did I say?
It was Gilbert.
I said Gerald.
You said Gilbert.
You
said
no,
Gilbert.
You're wrong.
Rewind the tape.
You guys never listen to me. I swear.
Well, why would we start now?
Well, true.
Greg, Gilbert is Beaver's friend.
I don't know what you're talking about. Anyway, he was saying, you know, he's out there on the West Coast. He listens all the time, usually during the week. He doesn't usually listen live, so he was really ecstatic that he won today. And he goes, man, I'm usually listening to the show and yelling at the radio. Just yelling at, like,
shut up, you moron!
Exactly! So, thank you. I mean, I think he meant it as a compliment, but he's like, you know, you talk about West Coast diving things, and like, we know the answers here, and you don't. And, you know, he was trying to yell through the radio. The best way to contact us is through Facebook Live, email, or you can call 888-88-SCUBA.
And smoke signals if yelling the wind
through,
is right.
Yelling through the radio is fun, only if you videotape yourself doing it and send the video to us. But we do appreciate the effort regardless.
Telepathy is also good.
If you yell loud enough, there is a good chance we could hear it. You know, so I would strongly encourage
if you're standing right outside the window.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Well, I just think you should do it anyway.
Who's there?
But once again, videotape yourself doing it, yelling at the radio while we're on the air. That'd be good. That would just be a real pick-me-up. Wouldn't you agree, guys?
Nah, probably not.
No? Okay. All right. Well, then let's try to connect with Liz Parkinson. She's in the Bahamas, and she's going to be one of the stars featured on Shark Week this coming week, as well as, you know, Neil Watson's part of it, Stuart Cove is part of it. A lot of our dive industry friends are going to be on Shark Week this week, so I'm going to be watching it quite a bit in between catching Florida spiny lobster. That's going to be a huge distraction. But we'll kind of try to connect with her in between diving for Women's Dive Day next, right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Are you into an extreme sports?
The most extreme thing I have done was swim with probably like 40 sharks without being in a cage.
Shark, shark, shooky bark, but you got one hell of a bite. Like the plain sea that you don't want me, but can't forget you, my. I'm headed down your side of town, your king of the sea, and I'm out of the crown. Down by the bottom where the water gets cold and dark.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. That is the Scuba Cowboy. He is going to be performing this week for Bugfest by the Sea, bugfestbythesea.com. You can go there and check it out. Tuesday night, we have a big kickoff party at the Plunge Beach Hotel. We'll be down there with mermaids and all kinds of prizes and stuff. It's going to be a blast. And then Florida spiny lobster season is Wednesday and Thursday. And you have anywhere outside the Florida Keys, I believe, you can get 12 lobster a day.
12 lobsters per person.
It's affirmative.
Yes. And for the rest of the season, it's six a day. So
that's correct.
You know, so it's a big bonus to go out on spiny lobster sport season, or mini season as we like to call it, for the recreational divers, and get a jump on the recreational lobster, or on the commercial lobster traps that are going to be sunk, I believe, the following Saturday, or like a week from today. Isn't that how it works, I think? We get the jump.
Yeah, it's about a week later.
Yeah. So, you know, they're out there. I've been getting reports. The lobsters are out in force again this year, especially where we're planning to go there at Lauderdale by the Sea. They've been spotting quite a few of them, so it could be a pretty good year, hopefully, for the lobster slayers like me that are going to go down there and limit out.
Barry's the only one in danger of limiting out.
On the radio.
I'll be lucky if I catch two or
no,
three.
No, I'm going to limit out.
I'm going to make sure that CJ catches at least one lobster this time.
Wait a minute. I caught three last time.
Yeah.
They weren't the big ones.
Well,
but
but
Barry handed you those.
No, he didn't.
Well, basically, Barry is saying is that he does not expect you to be as good as you were last year.
No. I expect him to use the proper equipment this
time. Yeah, this time I told you I'm switching to tickle stick. I'm switching.
You're
going to
be a tickler.
I'm switching back to tickle stick.
Hmm. And what is making you make this transition?
Because Barry does really well. So what do you do is you learn from those who are good at what you want to do.
Well, what are you saying? I wasn't
good from the elder people.
What you're trying to say is you suck.
You could be saying that.
No. Barry is always catches more than Greg, though. So who do you want to copy, Barry or Greg?
Greg limits out every time.
Exactly.
On the radio.
On the radio.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's true. It is true.
In real life.
Well, look.
First you have to find them, and that's the hardest part.
Find the honey hole.
And you've been scoping places out, right, Barry?
I've been checking out some areas, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's your...
But they move every... They move every night. They go out. They go for a walk. They don't remember where they were living. They find a new hole for the day.
I'll tell them to quit doing that so you can find them.
I have an official lobster question.
Okay, I'm listening.
I know we're all going after spiny lobster, but Barry, what's the percentage of slipper lobster down in that area?
They're very... You don't find them too often, but if you do find one, catch it, because they are delicious.
Oh, they're sweet and wonderful, but I didn't know how prevalent they were down in your area.
They have them.
No, they have them, but you just don't see them that often. And they will not run away. They will just look at you as you pick them up, wondering, why are you picking me up?
Well, you know, and the thing is, I think in the slipper lobster, they don't even have a season on them. Those in the Spanish.
No, there's no season on them. I was just wondering, maybe they're like colder water north of Fort Lauderdale kind of thing.
No, I've seen them, especially on night dives. If you go out at midnight for lobster season, which is when you can go out at Lauderdale by the Sea, they don't let you do that down in the Keys either, where you can go out at midnight, but you can do it at Lauderdale by the Sea for Bugfest. You go out there at night is when you potentially can see those slipper lobster, because they'll just be crawling out all over the top of the reef and stuff like that.
Yeah, they're not very smart.
Okay, I'll go with that.
Hey, Greg, didn't Aria catch one day and give it to you or something?
Last year we had a slipper lobster, yeah. They don't look as, not that regular spiny lobster look very appetizing when you're looking at them underwater anyway, but slipper lobster really looked like underwater roaches to me.
Oh, yeah.
They've been run over by a truck.
Yeah. Well, and that kind of takes away a little bit of the aesthetic appetizing. You know, your mouth doesn't start watering and you don't crave butter when I see a slipper lobster like I do a regular Florida spiny lobster.
Oh, when you start eating them.
Well, exactly. They are tasty. They taste like lobster, and some people even say they're sweeter.
Are they same size, smaller? What's the
deal? Yeah, they're usually a little smaller. Yeah,
generally. Some are.
They don't have any long antenna.
No, correct. They don't. And that's the reason why they're people miss them.
They're wider. Yeah, they're shorter and wider, generally. Well, like
darker.
Said, they look like a big old roach, Florida cockroach kind of.
Oh, yeah. Form. They look like. But people miss them because they don't have those long antennas sticking out of the hole like the spiny lobsters.
Yeah, they look like a bump on a reef. You wouldn't recognize them if you don't know what you're looking for.
Yeah, well, just
look for them upside down in a wreck where they're upside down. You go in there and just slide your hand up in there and pull them off.
Really? They're like crawling around. They're like roaches crawling on the ceiling.
Yeah.
In a wreck.
How do you make it sound so good?
Greg kind of thinks they're like roaches.
No, I'm just telling you, bugs. They call them bugs for a reason, But I think that was because of the slipper lobster. But once again, there's no season on them, so you don't have to wait for lobster season, I don't think, for those, if I'm correct. And then the other one is
season year-round.
The Spanish spotted lobsters, which are much smaller in general than the Florida spiny lobster. They don't have a season on those either, but those aren't much bigger than a big shrimp.
Crayfish.
Yeah, or crayfish, yeah. Right. And so you got to catch a lot of
them. They've got a bunch of spots on the back of them, right? They don't have the four spots.
Yeah, they are tasty.
Tons of spots.
But they're small.
Yeah, they're, and, they have little spots all over them.
And they are not much bigger than, jumbo shrimp, if you ask me. So it's kind of like, do you want to go through all that effort to clean them and do that stuff? I mean, I guess if you can catch them, you can catch them. But it's kind of like you want the big monster lobsters, if you can get it, or at least decent size. The ones down there at Bugfest for Lauderdale by the Sea are generally bigger than what you'll get down in the Florida Keys. They'll be just barely legal mostly in the Florida Keys because
What is the carapace measurement this year?
It's three
inches, like always.
Yeah. 3 inches carapace. That's the head of the lobster, the part that you discard when you clean them. Well, it's the carapace.
To the back of the carapace.
Between the eyes, you take this little measuring device and stick it between the eyes, and then the other edge of the measuring device has to be able, if it clears the back or the end part of the head or the carapace, then it's too small. If it can't clear it, then you got a legal lobster. And so that distance is 3 inches.
Then you have to wrench it out of CJ's hands and force him underwater to let it go.
Well, okay. I mean, he will be in bug boy mode, so it is very possible.
Do you think the drunken sailor might show up down there?
Well, not during diving bars, but during the festivities Tuesday night.
He's not at the Gomez Hilton?
Yeah.
I haven't heard from him. Last time I heard from him, he was headed back to Wyoming.
Huh. That's true.
Sure, he's not sleeping under your dock, Walt.
He might be. He could be passed out somewhere on the Gomez Hilton property.
Walt, you'll smell him before you see him.
Okay,
that's true.
But there's a Tuesday kickoff party. He might show up there. But I'd say Thursday night in the square of Lauderdale by the Sea is probably the most likely place where he will show up because there are drinks flowing. Lobster season is done. People bringing in their catch to cook it up for a lobster cook-off.
He's attracted by the music.
Lobster season doesn't end until Thursday at midnight.
It's like the Pied Piper.
Well, that's true. But, I mean, for the people celebrating Thursday night, you know, he knows about this. He knows there's drinks going on and everybody will be hanging out, picking up prizes, and comparing their lobster catch and all that kind of good stuff. So, you know, I'd say the chances of a drunken sailor sighting are much more likely Thursday evening than they are, you know, during lobster season itself. I don't think he'll be allowed on a dive boat because I don't even think he owns dive gear. I don't believe that is the
case.
By
the way, I gave him a bundle of Scuba Radio cigars to bring to you guys. You got those, right? He said he was taking them right to your house.
No.
I never saw him.
I haven't seen him in months.
Yeah, that's
weird. He came by here. He said you sent him.
Don't fall for that.
He called me up one time. He says, hey, where should I stick these? Where should I put them?
Bend over. I'll show you.
Yeah.
And Greg said, upper U.S. Upper U.S.
Oh, yeah, that's what I said. Yes, exactly.
United States. Upper.
All right, we're still trying to get Liz. Hold on. Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hey, George, the ocean called. They're running out of shrimp.
We're at the beach. Everybody had matching towels. Somebody went under a dock, and there they saw a rock. It wasn't a rock. What's a rock?
Of course, Florida spiny lobster season kicking off this week. Bugfestbythesea.com. Check it out. We'll have a full show for you next week about that fun little festivity. However, today is Women's Dive Day, and it's only appropriate that we at least get one woman on the show today besides Barry to celebrate accordingly. So we have Liz Parkinson on Scuba Radio. She is literally on the dive boat there in the Bahamas. Liz, how are you?
I'm great. I'm great, Greg. Thank you. I'm awesome. I'm right here in Nassau.
I can't hear you all that well, but we've just come up from our Paddy Woman's Dive Day Coral Restoration Course. So
excellent.
We have a whole bunch of ladies who've just been certified to restore coral and plant coral and do all that fun stuff. Underwater gardening, I call it. It's pretty rad. We have a huge program here at NASA. It's great to see the reefs regenerate.
Absolutely. Well, you're doing great work as always. Liz travels the world. She, you know, she's been basically located out on the West Coast here for a while now. We can't really say what she's been doing out there, but let's just say Hollywood has been knocking on your door quite a bit the last few weeks. We can say that much, right, Liz? Or did I let the cat out of the bag? What do you think? Yeah.
Greg, I'm right out on the boat here. I'm having a hard time. I think you were asking about a film that I might be in or may not be in.
That. We'll leave it at that. Exactly.
Yeah, it's still a little bit hush hush, but it's going to be a pretty epic film coming out at the end of 2020. It's got a lot of free diving and in it, which is pretty awesome for the underwater world. Amazing director, amazing cast. It's going to be pretty epic. But I can tell you a little bit more about that at a later date.
Absolutely. Well, what about Shark Week, which kicks off tomorrow? Where can we expect to see you?
Yeah.
What will we see?
Yeah, so Discovery came out to the Bahamas several times this year. Tomorrow night, kicking off Shark Week, is Shaquille O'Neal. We had him out at Stewart Cove in a 12-foot shark cage that was built for him. He was pretty badass. I've never been next to a human quite so large as that. 7'3", 350 pounds, super nice guy, really, really funny. He's going to be starring with Rob Wrigley, who's a comedian from Saturday Night Live. We laughed the whole weekend with those two guys. They're really, really cool.
Yeah.
And then on Tuesday night, I'm hosting my first episode of Shark Week. I've been on a lot of Shark Weeks, but this time I'm actually a host of it. I'm doing the Sharks at Night interview from 8 till 9, and then from 9 till 10 on Discovery Channel will be my episode called The Laws of Jaws. So I'm pretty excited to see how it all came out.
Oh, I bet. I have no doubt it'll be great. And for you to actually say Shaq is big, you're a pretty tall woman yourself. You hear what I'm saying, Liz? So that just goes to show how big Shaq actually is. And I know he wears like a size 22 shoe, so it's a challenge to get him fins,
yeah,
I'm guessing.
Man, I'm over 6 foot, and the man is extremely tall. I tell you what, if I was a basketball player, I'd have been shitless to play against that guy.
Yes, absolutely. No doubt about it. So, anyway, well, Liz, always a pleasure. Hearing your adventures, hearing about your adventures, and when you can talk about that Left Coast stuff, we'll definitely cover that accordingly on the big show. But we'll let you get back to your diving or get back to the dock. And thanks for checking in, okay?
Yeah, thanks, Greg. It's always a pleasure having chatting to you, and I'll catch you later once we get this Paddy Woman's Day wrapped up.
Absolutely. There you go. Liz Parkinson, she's, with Stewart Coves, and she's a great gal. She's doing some just amazing things always, whether it's diving with sharks over there at Stewart Cove. She's, worked with the Ellen Show before, and, now she's hosting her own show on Shark Week or something. That was news to me. I didn't know she had her own thing.
That is cool.
So
yeah, I'm
going to
tape
something.
I'm going to record DVR all those. So.
Yes, we're going to definitely have to find out what's going on with that. But she is quite a character in her
she's
own right.
She's become Supergirl.
She is. She's like a superhero diver, for sure. Also, by the way, we were going to get the Dive God on today, but I know we're going to see him down there at Bugfest by the Sea, so we'll just wait and put him on the show next Saturday. You'll hear him. There was some stuff going on at Bimini last week where not only were they filming or finishing up some stuff for Shark Week a couple weeks ago that we're going to talk about, they also just switched over to Nawi. So the Bimini Scuba Center that Neil Watson Jr. operates over there at the Big Game Club has now switched over to be an official Nawi facility and a training option for cool. Nawi divers. So we're going to dive into that a little bit more next week on the big show, as well as report back on what we've seen during Shark Week.
Greg, we need to hurry up and do our Nawi crossover.
Well, that could happen.
Yeah.
I think that's what it's going to lend itself to for sure, is for give us another reason to go over to the Bahamas and spend some time diving with the dive god and that kind of thing. But look, we got to focus on sharks and lobster this week. It's a really big week for divers, period. And I can't wait. It's going to be so much fun. If you want to get in on Bugfest by the Sea, I believe there could be some last-minute room still available at the Plunge Beach Hotel, plungebeachhotel.com. Go there, call them, and find out. Mention Bugfest, mention Scuba Radio. They might be able to hook you up with a last-minute room. Trust me, if you can get off work and join us Wednesday and Thursday down there at Lauderdale by the Sea, you will have the time of your life. I know we will.
Absolutely.
And if you're there, too, it'll just make the party all that much more fun. All right. Well, that'll wrap it up for this week. Till next time. Remember, it is always better.
Down.
There we go. Yeah, it's one of those.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. Happy lobster hunting.
Safe diving, everyone.
Each little snail here know how to whale here. That's why it's hot. I'm not in water. Yeah, we in love here. Down in the mud here. Under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.